Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV program. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show, where you'll see and hear and feel why it is it's so important to hear what Jennifer has to say, Victoria has to say, and once in a while what I have to say. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is perched in sunny Southern California, where it's beautiful all the time. And now... This will make it more beautiful. The governor, who is a stand-up guy, one of the great patriots of America, Mr. Newsom. I see a picture of him wandering around with Ms. Harris amongst a bunch of old burned-out junk cars in the fires. I'm sure that she learned a lot from walking around the junk with him. And so now Mr. Newsom has issued a sweeping executive order, Jennifer. This is going to be great for everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, great for businesses. Well, actually, not even businesses, just great for individuals in California. California is going to outlaw the sales of new gasoline-powered passenger cars and trucks by 2035. This is according to Gavin Newsom. Right. Yesterday, he said that's going to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 35%. Now, he said that the plan would not ban people from owning gas-powered cars or selling them on the used car market, but it would end the sales of all new gasoline-powered passenger cars and trucks in the state.
Sure, the California auto dealers are going to have their lobbyists up on the hill. This will not fly.
Aren't they pushing for this, though? Like after Trump relaxed the emissions and then the automakers got together and made their own rules of what they wanted? So isn't this the direction they're heading in anyway?
In the state, this has been pushed for since Jerry Brown was in office, actually. He had the dream, and he would tell people about it. It's not like he made it a secret that he envisioned California with no one in their cars, and that's why he would gas the heck out of gas, and that's why he would do all of these things to try to prevent people from driving. The problem is he offered us no viable alternative because California is not like New York. I wish that it were. I wish that I didn't have to drive and that we had reliable, safe public transportation. But guess what? We do not.
And let me ask you a question. All right, can I ask you a question?
Right. Sure.
So we got California trying to fight climate change, and the fires that these people, because of their bad management, create the horrible circumstances, people dying because they can't breathe in the air that's been created by these fires that were created by lack of management and direction from the governor's office. So now we're going to have cars that are electrified. That would make me think that we have to have more electricity.
The argument is that there's no electricity in the state of California.
Yeah. So who's
already
thinking that through?
Well, these people are
moron.
So inept because already we hear, and I know nationally, if you're not in California, you hear about rolling blackouts, remember, rolling brownouts, mm-hmm. all of that. When it gets hot in California, you are told to turn off your lights, turn off your air conditioning, and basically just sit inside and suffer.
Bake.
Because, that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And when we have fires and when it gets windy, we just turn off the power grid because the power grid can't be trusted not to spark more wildfires. So this is what just irritates me no end, is that in this quest for whatever he's going after, you're going to make it extremely difficult for people to, number one, have to afford a new car, and number two, be able to charge that new car. You're going to put an extreme load on the power grid if you have everybody out there with a non-gas-powered car, with an electric car. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you shore up the power grid, but for years, they have failed in doing that because instead of actually, and this is, I think, what gets me so much, instead of using the word incentive, they use the word ban and or regulation. And so in California, instead of incentivizing the power companies to get more compliant, to shore up their failing infrastructure, what they do instead is give them incentives for environmental regulation. So the power companies have decided to just let their power grids go to heck while trying to meet all of these environmental standards by the state. And you're seeing the actual deliverance of power now suffering from what is supposed to be the primary job of a power company.
That was what brought about the diesel engine thing with Volkswagen and others, because they said yes to something they couldn't do.
Right.
And so now here we are with this moron, Newsom, saying, quote, "This is the most impactful step our state could make to fight climate change. You deserve to have a car that doesn't give your children asthma. Our cars shouldn't make wildfires worse and create more days filled with smoky air." Huh? The cars caused the wildfires?
That.
Where the hell did he get that?
I don't know the wildfire connection, but I do. I understand the air quality issue, but...
But they don't
like
have the electricity. I do too.
Right.
But they don't have the electricity, and there's no leadership to create anything other than the same mayhem that they have right now.
And he's lying to you when he says cars cause wildfires, that climate change is causing...
Whatever you can do to get him out of office, man, you better work hard.
Well, the thing is that people are so blind to brand names, and they just, you know, they're uneducated voters, and they just vote for the brand name. And people do that across the board, and it's unfortunate. But I'll tell you this much. He does not want to acknowledge that the two fires that are burning in my area, the first one, the El Dorado fire, was sparked by a gender reveal smoke bomb, which is idiotic all in and of itself.
Right.
And then the second one, the Bobcat fire, they believe was a failure in resources because, again, what? Failing infrastructure. There wasn't enough fire security in the area that sparked a wildfire. So as much as he wants to push this all on the side of climate change, and I'm not saying things... I mean, talk about the drought, talk about all this stuff, fine. But if you want to take care of the problem right now, you have to acknowledge that it is more than this, and that it is because of the failures of our leadership that we have all of this. And it's like you have to acknowledge at least both things before you can even be considered an effective leader. It's not just about banning things. So stupid.
All right. So also in California, I see the University of California has been favoring the rich, well-connected students in their admission process. You see this, the state audit, finding 64 wealthy, mostly white students inappropriately admitted to four of the university's nine campuses.
Which schools? UC?
This is University of California. Yeah, UC.
Okay, UC. So.
Yep.
If it was USC,
so UCLA,
that's like the worst-kept secret
right.
ever.
The audit found hundreds of additional questionable cases. I'd be interested to talk to my daughter and my son-in-law, who are both profs at the University of California in Los Angeles, to see what they make of this or how much it's been talked about by the professional staff there, because they won't be happy about it.
A lot of power in the donors, that's for sure. That's why it makes no sense to me that these dummies are going to jail for falsifying documents when they could have just made a fat donation and had the same impact.
Are you talking about Lori Loughlin and that bunch?
Yeah, Felicity.
Yeah, all those celebrity parents, yeah.
Please,
yeah.
Everybody knows. Name an auditorium after yourself and the kids will have free reign.
Really? The Lori Loughlin steps to the future.
Right.
How about that? The back step is a big, there is a.
Put her name on one of the dormitories, call it Full House.
Yeah,
right, that's it.
Or a bathroom, something like that. You know, why not? Put them on. It's just this whole thing. It just reeks of oof.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. so your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV show, 17 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. We're all here with you, and, well, most of us are here with you. Dougie is having some technical problems, but we'll hook up with him again. For those of you who don't know, working from home for us, Victoria, has not been new because of COVID. We worked right from home forever. In fact, Victoria and I, if you can imagine this, have never actually sat in the same room with each other.
I know. That's, like, so sad.
Which at some point, and we have grand plans about, like, going to Vegas or doing something really fun, but unfortunately that's been, you know, put the kibosh on that. But truly, it's like we are always, you know, around, we're all over the place. Victoria's in New Jersey and Doug is in just outside of Boston. I'm in Los Angeles. And so we don't sit together every day. And so sometimes you might hear blips, but for the most part, we manage with the great skills of Phil, our producer. We manage to bubblegum everybody together at one time. So that's the good news. But for those of you who are working at home, it seems that that is the pattern that's going to continue. I was looking at a survey. And Victoria, it states that most people now don't want to return to work. The majority, 64% in the latest poll, says that people want to stay working from home for the foreseeable future. Now, I think if you dig into this survey, there are a lot of different reasons. One of them, it's now more comfortable for people to work from home. They have the technology to do it at this point. Mm-hmm. But the main reason...
It's more economical.
It's more economical. But the main reason is that people are scared to go back to their workplace. For many people... We're kind of lucky in the radio business because everybody has studios or places to go and spread out. But for people who are sitting in cubicles right next to each other, there's a lot of fear for people in going back to work.
It's true. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and her company is they said at minimum, at you know, the earliest it'll be January before anyone's back in the office, and they're going to do a staggered schedule. But even with that, she said she doesn't really feel comfortable. And my husband at some point is going to have to go back into Manhattan to go to his company. They also have said January is, it won't be any earlier than January. But, you know, if you think about it, if you're not commuting, you're not paying gas and tolls, you're not paying for mass transit, you're not buying yourself lunch every day. Think about how much money you can save. And that's how we've been feeling since both of us work from home now. He's not paying for commuting. He's not paying for lunches, you know, and sometimes dinner or whatever. You know, that Starbucks cup of coffee or Dunkin' Donuts every day, that adds up. And when you're at home, you're making your own coffee and you're saving a lot of money. So I understand it. I think that it's beyond just COVID. I think it's become very comfortable for people to realize they can do all of their work without adding in that commute.
The question is, are people more effective? And I'm not sure if that's actually happening or not, but I guess we'll see if businesses choose in that direction.
Yeah. I think productivity levels have actually gone up. I know just from watching my husband, he has calls that now start at 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. That never happened before. So who knows?
It's the DJV show at 21 minutes past the hour.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm picking up she's giving me excitations. Wow. There you go. All right, for those of you who have just joined us on this planet, came from the planet Zog, the music you're listening to is true music from the Beach Boys. And so now, the latest from the Beach Boys, not sure which of the two Beach Boy groups this is going to bring to us, they're going to perform drive-in concerts. The latest group to announce some of these concerts and drive-ins this fall, starting in Southern California at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, October 23rd, Jennifer, and then at the Del Mar County Fairground, October 24th, and they're going to Phoenix on October 25th at the Arizona State Fairground. No state fairs, though, this year, right? Right now, the Eastern State Fair would be going on here in Massachusetts, but that's like, I don't think there's a fair anywhere, farm fair. So, let's see, what else are they doing in addition to the drive-in shows? They have several fall shows announced on their website, kicking off this weekend, I think, in Greenville, South Carolina. Right? Monday they're going to be in Greenville. More information on their website. The surviving members of the Beach Boys have been performing in two competing camps, one fronted by Mike Love, the other by Brian Wilson, since the bitter end of their reunion tour in 2012. But both groups have heavily hinted at the possibility of reuniting for the 60th anniversary tour, because they'll make a lot of money. That's it. Al Jardine, who is the other original member of the Beach Boys, said, "We'll probably do about 20 or 30 shows together next year." "I'm not against anything like that," Mike Love said. "Anything that's creative and done for positive reasons is good with me. We'll continue thinking about stuff like that and see what we can do." I'm sure they will, because they will be big bucks.
The interesting thing about them is Mike Love's voice is shot. It doesn't sound good at all.
His son
is Brian Wilson. Yeah, but Brian Wilson still sounds good.
Yes,
he does. So they kind of really need Brian Wilson. I don't know about Al Jardine, but I've heard Brian Wilson sing, you know, just in the last year or so, and he still sounds good.
Yep. I think, and all of this stuff was, I don't know, I think that they could figure it out, frankly, among all of them. Love is an egomaniac.
And he seems that way.
He couldn't handle Brian's success, and then he didn't know what to do with Brian when Brian wasn't accepted by Mike, so he went to drugs, and then he went down the tubes from there.
All right, this is the big announcement of the day. William Shatner in the music report.
Thrill's gone, baby.
Get it, Bill.
Man.
That this suits him.
Yeah, it does shoot. It does. All right, so Shatner has tackled pretty much everything in music. Progressive rock, country, classic rock, Christmas songs. And so now the label, Cleopatra Records label, approached him with the idea of a blues record. Apparently, he was taken back a little bit. A white guy from Montreal knows nothing of the blues, he said. Montreal is a very musical city. I hear the blues not knowing necessarily that it was the blues. But I was young, didn't come from a musical background. But he was up for the challenge, as he usually is. Was he 86 now? How old is Jen?
90. He'll be 90.
Is he 90? God love him.
He's 89 right now.
Yep. So this album is coming out next week. It features blues classics like The Thrill Is Gone, Sweet Home Chicago, Route 66. Recorded with a lot of guest musicians. Brad Paisley, Richie
That's
Blackmore.
His friend. Yeah.
James Burton Paisley is his friend, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And Skunk Baxter. I would bet he and Skunk Baxter would be friends. Shatner began the process by reaching out to ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons to learn more about about this kind of music. Gibbons gave him a list of books on the blues that Shatner eagerly read, but his education began when he sat face-to-face with blues icon Arthur Adams, who plays guitar on As the Years Go Passing By. All right, so Shatner in the focus here on the DJB program, coming up on 29 past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump moved to shore up a campaign weakness with a pledge to protect people with pre-existing conditions, even if the Supreme Court overturns Obamacare. The president also promised to send seniors $200 drug discount cards before the election to help cover prescription drug copays. He also said he would ban the practice of surprise medical billing if Congress can't fix that problem by year's end. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg raises the possibility the president could add another conservative justice to the court who would provide the decisive vote to strike down the health care law and change the nation's health system. The drug discount cards would be sent to 33 million Medicare beneficiaries to help pay prescription drug copays. Costs would be covered by projected savings from a previously announced administration effort to tie the cost of some pricey Medicare drugs to what's paid abroad. This is USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention walked back information it posted on its website just 3 days ago, which stated the coronavirus can be spread through aerosolized droplets. The CDC now says Friday's guidance was posted in error and that new information will be issued shortly. The move is yet another misstep for the nation's leading public health agency, which recently reversed its guidance for the second time on testing asymptomatic people. Larger respiratory droplets, such as those emitted from coughs or sneezes, are likely the main drivers of the coronavirus. Ellen DeGeneres, the daytime talk show host, kicked off her 18th season addressing issues that happened over the summer.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome.
DeGeneres referred directly to allegations that her show suffered after a number of articles alleged harassment from the top producers of the show.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
After leading a round of applause for her 270 employees, DeGeneres called on viewers to look forward, calling the new season the beginning of a new chapter. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now 34 at the hour here on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, helping you to celebrate the day. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. Nice time to be having a birthday. Good time of the year. We head into fall. Some people think it's the prettiest time of the year. I think I was trying to figure out, I think it's 40 days from the election. Big things are happening here, there, and everywhere. The place where you live now. Are you happy with where you are? You like your house? Like your community? Like the way it feels to be with the people that you live near? Or would you like to live a different lifestyle? In a different place? Maybe you're not thinking the place where you live is the healthiest and you want to find the healthiest community to live. So Victoria is going to step up to the plate with that challenge. Where are the healthiest communities? And I want to know what the criteria is for these cities being judged the healthiest, Victoria.
Okay. So this is from U.S. News and World Report. This is their and Aetna, the Aetna Foundation. They work together and they have their
insurance company.
Yeah, the foundation I think is it's owned by Aetna, but I think they do other kind of philanthropic things.
Yeah. Right.
So they work together every year to release the list of healthiest communities by ranking. This year, I'll give you some of the criteria. So they're scored on 12 different things. things like fresh air, access to fresh water, housing being affordable, the quality of the drinking water, environmental things, public safety, food and nutrition. So they had 3,000, it's 84 actual health and health-related metrics in 10 categories. So it's a pretty strict list. So 3,000 U.S. communities were evaluated, and they came up with the top 10 list. And I'll tell you this, which is kind of surprising. Six of the top 10 are in the state of Colorado. So Colorado is still where it's at. However, the number one spot went to Los Alamos County in New Mexico. And the reason they said that if that name sounds familiar, it's because the atomic bomb was developed in the 1940s in that area, in the Los Alamos, in that area. So they have the national laboratory that's still there. So it has a medium-sized workforce. It has a more educated workforce because it's a lot of science-based jobs. And so they said people tend to be, the more educated you are, the healthier you end up being. There's a correlation there. White-collar jobs tend to come with health insurance. That's another reason why people, the more education you have, the healthier you tend to be. So Los Alamos County is number one. In the rest on the list, number two is Douglas County, Colorado. Number three, Falls Church, Virginia. Number four, Broomfield County, Colorado. Number five, Rout County, Colorado. Number six, Loudoun County, Virginia. Number seven, Pitkin County, Colorado. Number eight, Carver County, Minnesota. Number nine, Summit County, Colorado. And number 10, San Miguel County, Colorado. So if you two in Virginia and six in Colorado, so you've got your choices. Or just, you know, if you want, retire to New Mexico.
So Colorado, could it be a coincidence that there's so much pot smoked in Colorado that people want to be there? What's the story of that?
Just happier, healthier. I mean, I have a lot of friends who live in Colorado, and I know Jen has family in Colorado. It's just, I find that it tends to be a health-minded and health-conscious
people
lifestyle.
Are more outdoorsy there. They're just, I think
people
they're
hike
more active
every day and yeah, very active.
Yeah, well, it's a good healthy place to be.
Yep.
So I'm surprised that my community of Framingham. Actually, there were no East Coast cities in the list at all, were there?
There are no East Coast states.
States
in the top 10. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Virginia, right? Falls Church. Mm-hmm.
I don't consider that East Coast. I mean, I guess technically it is, but yeah.
No, I don't either. Yeah, no. But it's okay. Well, it's actually a suburb of Washington. Isn't Falls Church? You go
Falls
down
Church
66.
Is not too far. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not too far outside of D.C.
Arlington. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's not far out. Yeah. Okay, as a matter of fact, I think Richie lives there, if I'm not mistaken. McFadden lives, I think, either there
and
or in the town.
He's a picture of health. So
I am.
That's good, you
know? Right. Speaking of the picture of health, Tom Cruise is officially heading to space. The space shuttle Almanac taking to Twitter to share a photo of some of the spacecrafts and countries set to launch in the next couple of years. And in October of 2021, pretty much a year from now, the chart reads SpaceX Crew Dragon with an image of the space vehicle beside it. Next to the illustration are three names: SpaceX pilot Lopez Algaria, tourist number one Tom Cruise, tourist number two Doug Liman. The tourist flight also shows a vacant spot for a third passenger. Liman is the director attached to the movie. In other words, they're going to make a real movie. We were talking about this before.
Mm-hmm.
The folks at, Elon Musk and his bunch at SpaceX wanted to film a movie in outer space. And so apparently they put that all together. And next year this time, they're going to go up there and they can only... So is the whole movie going to be in the space capsule?
That's
or is it just going to be part of...
They don't know if this is going to be just like a scouting mission or if they're going to actually be filming this or maybe a combination of both. We don't know yet. But it's not surprising that the first civilian up in space would be Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, no. Not at all.
He's such an adrenaline junkie.
Isn't that where, I mean, he's Scientologist. Don't they go up there at some point?
Aren't
they from there?
Well, no, I mean, I think after it's all over on this planet, you go somewhere else, don't you?
I don't know.
You mean physically? The spiritual belief that many of us have is that life continues, and it continues in different forms. The spirit moves around whether you're conscious or not conscious, or a different kind of consciousness. Yeah, I know, but I don't know what Scientology believes, frankly. They'll believe, they'll teach you anything that they think will give them an advantage so they can get more money out of you. That may be what happens. The house once lived in by murderer Lizzie Borden. There we go. This is perfect for Halloween. This is a home down at Fall River, which is about 80 miles south of me here in Massachusetts. The house, it's a Queen Anne house, sold in 2018. Now it's up for grabs again, $890,000. Lizzie Borden lived there with her sister from 1893 to 1927 after purchasing the house following her acquittal for the axe murders of her father and her stepmother. Did she do it or didn't she do it? I guess that's the... But a lot of people think she did.
How does it go again?
What?
Oh, that rhyme, right?
20 wax.
Yes.
Lizzie, what was it? Lizzie Borden. Oh, come on. Lizzie Borden.
Well, anyway.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Doug?
Yeah.
I lived there. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the... Yeah. Current owner is trying to convert the place into a bed and breakfast.
Ready? Yeah. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 wax. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
Ooh.
So who wants to go visit the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast Museum? They've restored seven bedrooms to their original splendor. Sounds just plain creepy. The demand placed on the house by the city's building department was one reason the bed and breakfast went. See, this is it. I mean, what is it with these people who can't get their ass out of their way? The city building department says you can't because it doesn't meet code. It hasn't met code since it was built in 1840. I mean, for God's sakes, where the hell is the common sense? Doesn't meet code, so you can't do it. Get that.
Wow.
Did you get that, Phil?
All this over Lizzie Borden. Who knew? You are a strange bird, and you definitely keep us guessing.
What just happened here?
I know. He just had an episode or something. I don't know.
They're just public officials and the lack of common sense. I think what's really sending me over the edge is what's going on in California. And then every time there's something else that happens, even to the point of what's going on in the Breonna Taylor case, I just think there's some stuff there that just is unspeakable, unmanageable, ununderstandable, untenable. At any rate, maybe that'll be our clip of the day for tomorrow. We got our clip of the day at Good Day Health at DJVShow.com. But I'm looking at some of the stuff that Ken has done on Good Day Health. For those of you who don't get to listen to the program, you can, it's on many of these same stages that carry this program. Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell spend 2 hours a week talking about you and your health and the research that's being done, how you can help yourself to better health, all that good stuff, tips galore. The current Ken podcast explains why younger people are dying from COVID, who they are, where they are, what the situation is. They're all compromised, I'll give you that much, but there's a lot more information. Collect the info on vitamins too by listening to this podcast and many others. Both Jack and Ken believe we need to have more vitamin C, vitamin B, D, vitamin B, C, and D are all very important. So, you want to get the lowdown on your health and well-being? Catch every week the Good Day Health Show, and you can get an abbreviated version at gooddayhealthshow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bitcoin is a decentralized and digital cryptocurrency that does not use a central bank or single administrator. It began back in 2009, and with a limited supply, Bitcoin has become big money. Sean Amuni is CEO and founder of ShakePay, and they specialize in Bitcoin transactions.
The premise here is that we believe that Bitcoin is this new way for people to transact with their wealth. And over the next 10, 20 years, you're going to start seeing a big shift in financial infrastructure moving from the big bank to these online commercial centers, and Bitcoin is going to usher in that new wave. And so we believe enabling a way to get into and understand how Bitcoin works, what it is, and to just get a feel of how to use it is really just a step into that direction.
More info is at shakepay.co.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So those of you who are registered to vote, good for you. Those of you who aren't, what are you waiting for? It's only, 39, 40 days to the election. Voting underway, as a matter of fact, in some states. This is a pretty unusual year, and I think there's a certain amount of danger to be unlocked. But if you haven't registered, I don't know what the deadline is, because it differs from state to state, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In terms of when you should. But why wouldn't you be now? Why wouldn't
some
you be registered?
Some people can register the day of
now,
which is, I know.
Right.
I registered the day I turned, well, actually even before I turned 18, because I would have been 18 in the next election. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do, but there are a lot of people who just don't.
Don't want to register
don't
or don't want to vote?
Yeah, or just don't register.
How's that? All right, so what's going on in the campaign quickly? Anything in the last 24 to 48 hours that seems to have any value? Has it all been sort of put aside by the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing?
Yeah, I think the big story is still the Supreme Court. The announcement will come at 5 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday from President Trump. And then, of course, getting ready for the debates, because the first one is Tuesday. So a lot of questions about how everyone is preparing for that.
Yeah. All right, we've got 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen here on the DJV program at 53 past the hour, joined by Audrey McClelland, who is an expert social media bon vivant, shall we say. She's the founder of MomsGenerations.com, which is an online destination for lots of moms around the country talking about trends in fashion and beauty for all the members of the family. Does that include men, Audrey, or is this just for women and children?
You know, I have 4 teenage sons and my husband, so yes, I definitely add the men in there too. Great question.
Well, the thing is that now I think it's more than ever perhaps difficult to make shopping decisions because of the obvious. So people want to have things that are convenient to them. They want to find things. They want to have good, really solid value, that sort of thing. And when you make shopping your business, you're looking for items that you need as well as what you want. I thought perhaps we'd, with you, get some clarification as to the sort of things people are doing now online versus going to destinations. What do you find people doing more of, buying online or buying at destinations?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably a mix of both, but I think what's most important is the people that are actually going out are looking for it to be made as simple as possible. And so what do I mean by that? I mean, going in places where it could be contact-free, where you could have it picked up and put right into your car. So, you know, I'm a big BJ's Wholesale Club shopper. I love it. It is a destination that has everything that I need because I do have 5 kids. But what I love about it is curbside pickup. So this is what we were talking about. So you order online. You know, you can order through the BJ's app. But the best thing is you're notified when it's ready. When you pull up, there's a designated spot, so you don't have to drive around the parking lot trying to find a space. You check in right on the app, let them know you're there. And the beauty is that a team member brings everything right out for you. So it's easy, it's simple, but most important right now, it's contact-free. And if that's something that's very important to you, this is an unbelievable benefit to being a member.
You know what's important to me? Having fun while I shop. If I'm not a prolific shopper, but I know a lot of people in my life, women, men, but mostly my daughter, as an example, likes to go in to BJ's, into the store, and look around. And it seems like we're discouraging people from doing that. Am I reading it wrong? I mean, it's great to have convenience and have the stuff brought outside. But how do you know what's really in there unless you go inside?
You know, I think it all, like you just said, comes down to your personal choice. I'm somebody that loves to go in when I'm by myself. I like to walk around. I like to see what's new. I like to think about. I honestly just kind of like to take my time. I don't like to feel rushed. But I'm with my children, and I'm busy, and I'm going to swimming and to soccer. I'm doing the curbside pickup. So it really depends on your personal need because, you know, I think right now most important, we're looking to save ourselves money because of the current state and also save ourselves time. So if you can do both right there in one spot, then it's a win-win.
So the number of BJs around the country, I have one in my community, the other in Framingham, Massachusetts, and there's one been here for a long time. It's kind of fun to go in and navigate your way through it. A lot of people ask questions, simple questions, like how do you get membership, and do you still have to have a membership to go into BJs?
Yes, you do. You know, it's funny. I just went to your club recently, and I loved it. I go to the one in Seacock, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So, but yes, you do need a membership. You can either do it right online or you can do it right in club. And, you know, the great thing is, too, is a lot of people will ask me, you know, why, you know, what are some of the other benefits? Well, you know, for saving money, you can save up to 25% off grocery store prices. And you can also mix coupons, which I'm asked all the time about. You know, can I use coupons there? And you can. So I think, you know, again, with BJ's, they really do offer so many different perks for their members that the membership is just truly just so worth it.
I think there is I'm thinking sort of visualizing you going into the store with all those children. Now that I think about it, whenever I go in to a place like BJ's, I don't see many children in there. Maybe it's because there's more serious time because there's so much stuff to consider. You don't need a distraction. There is so much stuff. You go into the store.
You know what? I personally love to shop without my kids as much as I can because yeah. I just need right now. I like that time. I have my list. I stick with it. My daughter will ask for a million things. My sons will ask for a million things. And I'm like, guys, I'm sticking to my list. And this is what I'm doing.
So the website is BJsWholesaleClub.com. Is that right?
BJs.com. Super easy.
BJs.com.
You know, head right there and it will give you all the information.
BJs.com, even better. All right, thanks very much. Audrey McClellan here to help us with family shopping on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.